ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
From outside the courtroom later this hour,
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Instead, former President Trump changed his mind. He'll not take the witness stand again, defending the Trump Organization on trial in New York. Here's Fox's Jill Nato.
The former president said he's decided against testifying for a second time at his civil fraud trial. He posted online that he very successfully and conclusively testified last month, and there's no need for him to do it again. He also said, I and my very successful company did nothing wrong.
The Democratic Attorney General, Letitia James, says the Trumps misled banks in transactions. The judge has already ruled it was fraud. Hunter Biden's lawyer is expected today to file paperwork in federal court in Delaware, trying to get felony gun charges dismissed days after the president's son was indicted on tax evasion charges. There are more than 10,000 power outages in Tennessee after the weekend tornadoes that left 6 people dead, more than 80 others injured, as the war in Gaza rages. The day after Israel said 20 of the 137 hostages Hamas is holding are dead.
Israeli forces continue to push deeper into the Gaza Strip behind me, focusing their efforts on the Jabalia neighborhood in northern Gaza overnight. A reconnaissance unit operating in that area. They are engaged in close quarters combat.
Fox's Trey Yinks near the border. Israel is also attacking Khan Yunis in the south amid UN warnings of a humanitarian catastrophe for Palestinian civilians. A U.S. military aid package for Israel and Ukraine bundled together remains held up at the Senate as Republicans demand more be done to secure the border to stop yet another record surge of illegal immigration. GOP Senator Roger Marshall tells Fox.
Since Joe Biden became president, 10 million people have crossed the border illegally. And this is why FBI Director Wray is saying we've never had a more unsecure situation right now.
A lot of Americans will hit the road for Christmas and or New Year's Eve. AAA estimates 115 million of us will travel over a 10-day holiday period, the second most since 2000. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Lowe's knows how to save pros time and money. Right now, save over $40 on a Werner 6-foot stepladder. Was $115, now just $69.98. And there's more. Get up to 30% off select kitchen cabinet orders. Visit us in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 12/7 to 12/13 on item number 98148. While supplies last, minimum purchase and exclusions apply. See associate for details.
The Harvard Corporation, one of the university's governing bodies, meets today to discuss the future of Harvard President Claudine Gay, who remains under intense pressure to resign over her testimony at a House hearing last week into anti-Semitism on college campuses amid loud pro-Palestinian protests.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney said on NBC's Meet the Press he won't suggest what other school presidents involved in the hearing should do, but he said not immediately condemning any call for the mass killing of Jews is inexcusable.
It violates the very premises of American unity. We're a diverse nation. Not to recognize that calling for the genocide of a people is awful.
The University of Pennsylvania's president, Liz McGill, resigned Saturday. She, along with the presidents of Harvard and MIT, said before a House committee that punishment for genocide calls was dependent on, as she put it, context. Gurnall Scott, Fox News.
A man from Iowa is jailed in Nebraska the day after an attack at a church before Sunday services.
The Archdiocese of Omaha says the Reverend Stephen Gutzel was stabbed during an invasion at the rectory of St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Fort Calhoun, Nebraska, Sunday morning. Police got a 911 call about an attempted break-in at the church just after 5 a.m. When officers arrived, they found Gutzel injured and an alleged attacker inside. The suspect taken into custody.
That's Fox's Ted Lindner. On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly before the opening bell this hour. In the NFL, there are two Monday night games with playoff implications. Miami versus Tennessee, Green Bay against the New York Giants. Last night,
Prescott looking to throw inside for the touchdown with Gallup.
Dak Prescott, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles 33-13 on NBC. They're both 10-3, tied atop the NFC East. In the AFC, six teams are now 7-6, vying for wild card spots. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Springfield police releasing body camera footage of the deadly officer-involved shooting at the Sangamon County Juvenile Detention Center facility in September. Video shows officers firing at a 17-year-old boy responding to a report of a person who had possibly shot another person and was holding a hostage at the facility. The teen later died at a hospital. Champaign County Martin Luther King Jr. celebration is going to be held next month. The event set to be hosted January 14th at the Cranard Center for the Performing Arts Urbana. It'll honor the life and legacy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. while acknowledging organizations and individuals upholding his ideals and principles to better serve our community. A man dead after a Friday night shooting at Urbana in the 2000 block of Vauder Street. They found a 34-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds inside that home. First responders rushed him to the hospital where he later died. Police and Champaign County Coroner's Office will release the victim's name after they notify his family. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, Jim, thank you. At Watts Coffee System, they offer cost-efficient solutions for busy offices. Interested in a free evaluation? Call Greg Wolf today, 217-352-0428. He is a meteorologist extraordinaire. Got the weather station for Christmas when he was 12 and has learned about everything you can learn about the weather, I think. You're always learning something, I suppose.
Oh, no. There's probably not a week or month or season that goes by that I don't see something or learn something new about it. So,
well, tell me why I'm having a warm December, Mr. Smartman. Man, this is nice.
Well, it's the El Nino weather pattern, as in the Christ Child. That's the way it was named back in the 70s when we discovered the warming of waters, and technology allowed us to do just that to ocean temperatures. We do it in the Pacific. We do it in the Atlantic, obviously. Three-quarters of the planet is made up with water, so there's got to be a correlation, and there is a correlation. So when you get this large and sometimes oscillating, sloshing around of water across the Pacific, that tends to readjust the steering currents, especially if that's El Nino, this warming or cooling cycle, the converse of that, La Nina, that deviates the jet stream pattern, the steering currents, the upper level winds that moves weather systems. Well, when that happens, it happens over a long period of time, you get locked into a pattern shift around here. So, yeah, weather tends to ebb and flow, and we'll see just that here, I'm sure, as we get middle to late portions of the wintertime season. I think the other boot and hoof will begin to drop upon us as the El Nino weather pattern begins to weaken. And that means a lot of jet stream winds racing down the slopes of the Canadian U.S. Rockies. If there's no snow cover back to the west, that's sinking air, compression warming for you folks who know your equipment in the engine and machine shop. You compress the gas, you warm it up, same with the atmosphere. Not real warm out there now. 23 Willard and Savoy, 27 at Rantoul, but later today, a normal high temperature for a Dease 11 at 40 with a partly sunny sky. Actually, more clouds this morning, more sun this afternoon. Clear 28 tonight, sunshine 43 tomorrow. A bit chillier on Wednesday as winds come back around to the north, 39. We're back in the 40s Thursday and Friday, 48 with an early flurry and a late day sprinkle. And we're clear sailing into much of next week. Sunday and Monday highs between 45 and 50. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the state, we talked about this last week, the state of tipping in America is, in a word, a mess. Americans are divided and confused over when to leave gratuities and how much to tip for all kinds of services. According to a new study published by the Pew Research Center, many don't like recent trends such as added service fees and suggested tipping amounts. And the part that's kind of funky is the server standing right in front of you as you're supposed to push a button on how much you're giving them. An etiquette expert, best-selling author, keynote speaker, and runs Show Up Well Consulting, Jan Goss. How are you, Jan?
I'm so great. I'm going to be even better if you leave me a tip.
I know it. We need to Venmo you. That's a thing. Who carries cash anymore, too, right?
Exactly. I'll take Cash App, Venmos. Yes.
Okay, so
however you want to do it.
What is the state etiquette expert? What do I do when they shove that thing in my face and I'm supposed to look at them and not tip them? Wow.
It can be a little uncomfortable at times. I have to admit that is true. I think what we have to remember is that tipping is an act of gratitude. It's why we call it gratuity. Mm-hmm. It comes from gratitude. And it's just, it's a way to show that we're grateful. what has happened is it's gotten a little bit out of hand. It's, I think, you know, if I go to the vet, they have a tip jar out. Oh. Next thing you know, I'll go to my doctor and they'll be asking for a tip. So where does it end? I think that is what's going on that really is causing alarm in people's minds.
All right, so I'm tipping at restaurants. That's a given. How about I don't know, a hairdresser, right? That's for sure.
Yeah.
Everybody tips the people that cut
or
your hair.
Massage therapist.
Massage therapist.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about the nail job that you're getting if you're getting your nails done?
These are all service industries.
Service industries you tip?
You're
hesitating, Jan. You're hesitating.
It's because there are no hard, fast rules. That's why even in the etiquette world, we're shook up around this. But because there are no hard, fast rules. But here is it's my own personal opinion, and I believe that it's the right thing, that gratitude is, first of always the right thing. And if you can tip, then tip. But if you can't, then I don't think we should be coerced or feel like we need to or have to. Sometimes it's a matter of budget. And then sometimes it's a matter of the service really wasn't that good. So I think what we're dealing with, there are so many layers to this because we have a whole generation that believes that it's not just being paid for my work, that I deserve extra just for doing my job, that you owe me for doing my job. And so I think there's a whole culture here. There's a whole attitude of believing that I deserve an extra tip without going the extra mile.
How about the self-serve cashier? I filled my cup. They just rang me up. And that's right there. They put that on the screen,
too.
Holiday time. Okay. Be generous if you can.
I know. And I think we have that mindset where we would like to help if you can. But
of course.
It's a little tight these days with credit cards overflowing and people.
Sure.
And the fact that we don't carry cash, that's a thing.
That's a tough one.
Nobody
yes.
carries like we used to carry, right?
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, I have a little kitty that I keep some cash in just for that purpose. So that if I am in that position, that I'm able to give.
Well, everybody would like to have the extra money to do that. I'm pretty sure most everybody, not everybody, but most everybody, I think, has that heart where they would like to help if in fact, everything was good. And then if it's not sure. real good and you're thinking, well, dang, they never came back once, you're going, well, you know,
exactly.
then you start empathizing and saying, well, they're not making a lot of money and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, it's just, again, I guess the forwardness of it is what's a little annoying is that they expect it or you're just a horrible human, regardless of the service, and B, I'm going to watch you as you push the button. So uncomfortable.
Sounds like we need a little personal development going on.
Well, things have kind of changed. I think COVID changed us a lot. I really, really do.
It did.
And the younger generation, can you please tell me what they're thinking?
Well, they're thinking that I deserve it, whether I do a good job or not. That it's your responsibility to pay me whether I do a good job or not. Because the great me showed up.
Okay, so what do they do when you tell them that's not how it works? They don't like that, I bet.
Well, you know, I try to keep that in my family lineage. I try to make that super clear.
Yeah.
That when you do a great job, of course you can expect to be rewarded for that. But sometimes people can't. It's not in their budget. They really can't do it. And so you just give the good service, period. That's your responsibility as an employee.
When you help people at Show Up Well Consulting, do you suggest that maybe they should stop putting super glue on their hand with their phone?
You know, I haven't come up with that one yet, but thank you for that. That's my new tip of the week. I've got it.
We know humans now want to text. They don't want to talk anymore. They'd rather you never call them. Just text me.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole other show.
It is. Jan, how can people connect with Jan Goss, G-O-S-S?
I would love for you to connect with me. I love to connect with people. I'm a real human. I actually respond back to you. You can connect at showupwell.com.
Hey, thanks for being on,
come
Jen.
See me.
All right, thanks for being on. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Showupwell.com for Jan to give you some tips on life. We had Michigan beating our Illinois women's basketball team 84-48. They had eight blocks for the career, or actually the team high, and that was one of the highlights, as Kendall Bostic had 3 and 10 points in that game. So our Illini women's basketball team, 5-3 on the season, 0-1 in the Big Ten. Next up will be their game against Missouri, Sunday, December 17th at 3. It's a doubleheader with the men facing Colgate at noon. So if you've got tickets to the State Farm Center on Sunday, you're checking that, maybe staying into the women's game and things like that. Now, Tennessee beat the men 86-79 yesterday. So our Illini men are 7-2 on the season and 1-0 in the Big Ten. So we have some quotes from Brad Underwood. I don't know if you want to air that now or not, Stevie.
Well, he was. I think overall, just it was a second half where, you know, we didn't rebound, and that was kind of, I mean, those kind of games, it comes down to little things like that. But he thought overall it was a pretty good game.
Really good college basketball game, high level. It's so very hard to go on the road and beat a top 10 team. Thought it was a great challenge for our players to have to step up to that challenge. Again, a veteran team that's so well coached, and Rick's known for his toughness and their defense. And I thought I was really pleased at halftime to shoot 34%, to be ahead. I thought our defense settled in after the first 4 or 5 minutes. It was a unique ball game. I'm not saying one thing about the officials, but I mean, there's 3 fouls in the first half and there's 426 in the second.
I think that is the worst you could do as an official, is not be consistent. And for the Illini to be whistled for 3 fouls in the first half, and it wasn't 426, but it was a lot. It was completely night and day what they called in the second half. You tell the kids how you're playing the game and then you change it on them. I don't care if it'll help Texas or Illinois. It isn't how you officiate games. I know that much about officiating, is be consistent. I mean, everybody's going to complain about a call or two, but you have to be consistent on what you call the whole game. And that was totally inconsistent based on the first half of play.
I see. So as far as NFL action, we'll have the Green Bay Packers in action tonight. I'm trying to find. Oh, New York Giants. Also, Tennessee's at Miami. I didn't know they did 2 Monday night football games.
Well, they don't. Okay. This is unique.
I see.
It's usually one game. They have 2 tonight, I think the same time. So I don't know.
Yeah, 1:07:15 start, 1:07:30.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
why
Dallas beat
that.
Philadelphia in the game last night, 33-13. We had the Chicago Bears with the win in the noon game, and that was 28-13 at Soldier Field. And Cincinnati over the Colts, 34-14. Normally I root for the Colts because they're, you know, kind of a regional favorite, but with Chase Brown scoring a touchdown for the Bengals and seeing some of our Fighting Illini alumni in action in the NFL, I'm definitely rooting for Cincinnati more these days. Saturday, that in-season basketball tournament winner, LA Lakers over the Indianapolis Pacers. That final was 123-109. Shohei Ohtani is definitely trending as he moves across town from the LA Angels to the LA Dodgers with a 10-year $700 million deal. Wow.
Incredible.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for you. Central Illinois, Champaign and Benham is Saturday, and overall pretty quiet, uneventful weather pattern expected for this week and next week as well. You can thank El Nino for that, with temperatures continuing at or above seasonal expectations. No real cold or winter per se, certainly in sight around here. Farther south, a different story. In the meantime, partly sunny, southwest breeze will stay light for the day today. Temperatures on target for the time of year at around 40. Mostly clear for tonight. South wind will pick up through the night, low down to 28 for the day tomorrow. tomorrow. Winds will shift around into the west with sunshine up to about 43 in the afternoon. A bit colder tomorrow night, down to 23 and a few scattered clouds. And a tad chillier for the day on Wednesday. Mostly sunny, northwest to north breezes. We'll stay on the light side with a high near 39. Well into the 40s we go for Thursday and Friday. Fair amount of sunshine. Could be a couple of sprinkles or snowflakes. Saturday with a high up to 48 later in the day. And highs of 45 to 50. Nights near freezing. Sunshine. Mild weather for the time of year. Sunday and Monday into next week. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
Occidental Petroleum is buying Crown Rock. It's a deal valued at $12 billion. Crown Rock produces oil and natural gas. Occidental, based in Houston, says the acquisition will help it to increase its position in the Midland Basin, part of the oil-rich Permian Basin in West Texas and southeastern New Mexico. Sprouts Farmers Market is partnering with Uber. More than 400 stores will be added to the Uber Eats platform for grocery delivery nationwide. The Securities and Exchange Commission is asking investment advisors how they use and oversee artificial intelligence. Vigilant Compliance, a consulting firm, says it has received a letter from the SEC. The SEC is not commenting. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Hey, from trimming the tree to shopping for that perfect gift, the holidays are busy. In all the running around, Busey reminds consumers to be conscientious of, guess what, spending.
Mm-hmm.
Busey shares 7 holiday spending tips. You make a list, check it twice. Be a bargain hunter, nothing wrong with that. Stick to your list. Don't get too emotional about all that. Factor in other expenses like postage cards, presents, green. If you ship stuff, it's expensive. Review receipts from last year. That'll remind you what you did. Because you don't remember.
You're right.
Save receipts for this year for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And be cautious with credit because remember, they don't lose your address from the credit card company and you get something in January. Don't be shocked. Just know. Busey committed to helping customers handle their hard-earned money responsibly while enjoying the holidays. Busey, dedicated to providing support and resources this holiday season, whether it's budgeting or planning your financial resolutions for the coming year. Visit any Busey location. 800-67-BUSEY or go to BUSEY.com today. Well, this is a touching and important story that we're about to tell you about Michaela. She is looking for a hero. A year ago, she was diagnosed with end-stage renal disease due to a rare genetic disorder. It's a devastating diagnosis. No family wants to hear. Michaela's kidney is failing and she needs a new one to survive. She's on dialysis 3 times a week. Michaela's waiting for a living donor to be found. If you or someone you know wants to be the hero to Michaela that she needs so desperately the kidney, we'll give you the information in just a few minutes. Michaela Ward and her dad, Jason, has joined us. Michaela, good morning.
Good morning.
When did this all start? When did you first have trouble? When did you know your situation?
Well, I was diagnosed in June of 2022 after a hospitalization stay revealed that my kidneys were failing. At the time, we were still not aware of why. That information came about 6 to 8 months later. But we just knew that I needed immediate intervention.
Jason, you're the dad. How do you and Kathy, the mom, your wife, how do you guys react to that news?
Well, it was certainly surprising, you know, and you do everything that you can for your family, and you try to do what you can. There's a little bit of a feeling of powerlessness because mm-hmm. there's not a lot that we can do to fix the situation.
I'm kind of dumb on the medical side, Michaela. You have 2 kidneys. You can't survive on 1 kidney?
So you can survive on one kidney. However, in my case, with my genetic disorder, both my kidneys are affected, and they are both failing.
Okay, so you're looking for a donor, and with that donor, you can live with that one kidney if it's a good match.
Yes, if it's a perfect match, I can live with that one kidney, and they can as well.
Tell people about you. What do you do? What do you enjoy? Let's learn about Michaela here.
I enjoy photography, spending time with my family, particularly the animals. I enjoy video games. I wanted to go into a degree for photography. This has all kind of put that on hold because with all my medical necessities, it's just not realistic for me to be spending that amount of time on a degree right now.
And it probably put life in perspective somewhere along the line where, you know, we really don't have any complaints in our life, really. I mean, you've got an issue, and it kind of puts it in perspective when we complain about people not turning on their left turn signal. That's not an issue. It's just not. This is an issue.
No.
So, Jason, what are we doing? Why are we connecting besides getting on the radio and other ways to at least get the word out where somebody may be interested in saying, hey, man, maybe I can help. I get what they're doing. So-and-so in my family went through it. How does one even know if they can match Michaela Ward's kidney?
Well, my wife has put together a really good plan. She did a GoFundMe, which helped pay for some advertising to try to get the word out there. We do have a website for kidneyquest23.com. It has a lot of information about kidney disease and about kidney donation. There is a link on there to Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis, which is currently where she's registered on the transplant list. And you go out there and you talk to people, and we're going to have a billboard campaign, and we're going to do some stuff with the NTD buses. It's just about raising awareness.
Yeah. Okay. And you guys obviously reach out to everybody. Sometimes family can match. Is there anybody in the family that you know of that would be even a possibility?
So we have tried a number of family members. I myself tried and was almost a match, but not quite close enough. Mm. So we're also participating in an exchange program. If I'm a match for somebody else's kidney that they need and their family member is a match for Michaela's kidney, we can, in fact, do a swap, so to speak. Hmm. And so we've definitely had all of our immediate family members tested, and unfortunately nobody is a good enough match.
Michaela, any idea timing-wise? Obviously as soon as possible, but I mean, the doctors suggested that, you know, we kind of have to figure this out sooner than later?
The sooner the better. Health-wise, it'll help prevent other health issues cropping up. I've already experienced a few. But time-wise, they've told me that at this point, it's 3 to 5 years for a deceased donor match.
Okay.
I see. I was just on your website, and it's Kidney Quest 23. I know your age is 23, and it's the year 2023, so that makes sense that it's kidneyquest23.com. And if I'm, you know, healthy, I give blood all the time. Is there somewhere locally that I can get kind of tested for this? I see that there's a tab that you tap into, and Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis will give you more examples of what to do if you want to be involved in this. But is there steps locally, Michaela or Jason, on that?
So what you would do is you would contact Barnes and state that you want to be a direct donor to me, and you would have to give them my birthday, and then they would start to get you set up with giving blood somewhere locally and start that process locally.
Okay. Well, Jason and Michaela, I mean, I'm a man of faith, prayer. I'm all about prayer, and certainly that could help too, just finding somebody. And, you know, we really are hoping this helps you, and that you get a happy resolution to all this. But boy, Michaela, it's not easy what you're going through. People sometimes don't understand when you're dealing with all that. There's a whole lot that goes into it, much more than physical, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to hang in there. Jason, you just tell people as many times as you can, and you pray something comes along, I guess, huh?
That's absolutely what we're doing, is everything we can and trying to talk to as many people as possible. It's definitely a campaign about awareness. There are many, many people on this list every year, mm-hmm. and there are lots of people all across the country that are looking for a kidney right now. Even if somebody isn't a match for Michaela, if they go to the website, if they go to the Barnes Jewish link, you know, they can get set up, and you can go to OSF or you can go to Carl and get the blood done. And I think something important for everybody to know, if you are a kidney donor, there is no medical cost to you at all.
Okay.
Everything is taken care of.
All right, kidneyquest23.com, and I presume you can get the GoFundMe link from there as well, kidneyquest23.com. Hey, prayers with you guys. Hang in there. Jason, Kathy, tell your wife we with her as well, and mm-hmm. Michaela, certainly with you. Let us know if we can help any more, and give us updates when you know.
Of course. Thank you guys so much again.
Pleasure. Thank you, Michaela. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate both of you. Michaela and her dad, Jason Ward, mm-hmm. W-A-R-D. And again, kidneyquest23.com if you're interested in getting involved.
That's right.
All right, ESPN 93.5. It's 8:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's message to Hamas terrorists is the beginning of the end for your rule in Gaza.
In recent days, dozens of Hamas terrorists have been surrendering to our forces.
Hamas says in a statement, Israel's falsely claiming that detained unarmed civilians are Hamas fighters who've surrendered. There's a volunteer cleanup effort this morning in central Tennessee hit by tornadoes that killed at least six people, injuring dozens more.
According to Clarksville officials, nearly 700 structures have been destroyed. Power lines are still down. Over 10,000 people in the state of Tennessee this morning out of power. Unbelievable destruction here this morning.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. Former President Trump says he will now not testify again at his civil fraud trial in New York City. He was expected back on the stand today as the final defense witness. He says, though, he has nothing more to say after testifying last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois being awarded more than $95 million to improve passenger rail across the state. The funding provided by the Federal Railroad Administration, almost $94 million used to improve and modernize Chicago's Union Station. The funds helping make Union Station more accessible to riders with disabilities, renovating, building outdated ventilation system, and expand station platforms. Illinois State Police reminding the public to stay vigilant during the holiday season as the Israeli-Hamas war continues. ISP says foreign terrorist media historically has called for violence during the winter holiday. This year, the Department of Homeland Security and FBI expected the call for violence to be heightened. A man from Tolono was sentenced to 48 years in prison for producing and possessing child porn. Illinois State Police arresting 42-year-old James Shipley in April. He was indicted on five class felony charges, one of predatory criminal sexual assault, and four of production and possession of child pornography. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5 off. That's right, $5 off on all specialty pizzas like the barbecue chicken pizza, chicken grilled to perfection, premium mozzarella, bacon, red onion, and barbecue sauce all piled onto Jet's amazing crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, is Saturday quiet and uneventful and seasonally mild to well above on temperature. Still driven by this moderate to strong El Nino weather pattern. It's a pattern likely to stick around at least in the shorter term for the next couple of weeks for openers. For the day-to-day, partly sunny skies, high temperatures right on target for the time of year at around 40. Light southwest wind, mostly clear for tonight. Dawn readings will level off at around 28. Bit of a gusty southwest wind sets on in. That'll continue for the day tomorrow, shifting westerly and high to about 43 with lots of sunshine. A few more scattered clouds tomorrow night. Lows about 10, colder at 23. Mostly sunny, a bit chillier for the day on Wednesday. High temperature around 39 degrees on a northwest to north wind. Sunshine at 46 on Thursday, 47 on Friday. Only mention of a shower is in here on Saturday with a high up to 48 degrees. Highs of 45 to 50. Overnight readings near freezing. Quiet weather pattern for Sunday and Monday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgay.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yep, we mentioned it. 2 weeks from today is Christmas 2023, off the new year. Yep, looking forward to 2024. Be pretty active politically as we have the presidential election. And, of course, all of Congress every 2 years and then about a half. The senators up every 2 years, 4 years. I don't know. So they're 6 year terms for the Senate, but they just kind of rotate on how many are up, and nobody keeps track of that because it's kind of impossible unless you're a real geek. Then you really know.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Anyway, so 24. You know, turn the calendar and what resolutions? Anybody still do that? Anybody have resolutions except generic stuff? I hope it's a good year.
Yeah.
I mean, weight loss is probably number
one. Lose weight, exercise more, drink more water.
I have a picture I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Because I've been into CrossFit over a year now. Janet and I have both been going.
Uh-huh.
And we're two of the older senior citizens that are in that thing.
But I'd like still, they modify it for you if you're just beginning.
It's called scaling.
That. Okay.
And I'm a big scaler.
Okay.
But let me show you a picture of me. See if you can tell the difference.
Wow. I can tell the difference.
Looks like I've been eating a lot of chunky soup.
I see that. The sweater's a little on the tight side.
Yeah, not so good. So anyway, so that was a number of years ago. I think the kids are still in high school maybe, but yikes. You look at pictures like that and you go, what with that? What?
And really in the face with the more, you know, full cheeks and all that.
Yeah, I always did the giraffe for pictures, you know, chin out.
Right, so that you don't have chins underneath.
But no, that's the reality of life. You get older, you get heavier in America. Life in America. I shouldn't say life. Life in America. You're
more sedentary in your older years.
Well, listen, we're overweight.
I know.
As a nation, nobody's shocked by that.
It is true.
What you ought to be shocked at is 40% of us are obese. That's grossly overweight. There's no excusing that from the standpoint of it's okay. All of your health problems are weight related.
Yeah.
71% of the country, 71% of America is too heavy.
It's crazy. 29% of these statistics.
Well, why do you think we're spending trillions of dollars on healthcare? Because we're not the right proper weight. Everything kind of starts that. And it's just, you know, it's not really your back. It's not your knees. It's the heavy nature.
Yep.
That's what happens. And yet it's so easy to say that. It's so hard to do anything about it. Because, listen, you work hard. You're stressed. You're short of money. You're going to go exercise? I find it to be a great stress reliever. And the energy that I have from doing this, I've never done what I'm doing. In my life, I've never done this kind of fitness.
Right.
And it has completely changed the outlook on my days because I love the CrossFit because it's short.
Mm-hmm.
I never wanted to be the guy with the towel at the Y that walks around, doesn't do squat, and is there 2 hours.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Who wants a 90-minute workout?
That's right.
You got to be really, really something to do that long. And I don't like the – I like a community – And I like going fast and getting done in 12 minutes.
Yeah, that can be really motivating to hear somebody say, hey, you know, you did good on that rep, and we only got a little bit more, and we're done, you know, and it's just stuff like that.
The thing is different every day, too. That's why I like it. Okay. There's a whole lot. Anyway, so here's hoping that instead of accepting your place in life and where you are, that you would actually do something. It takes a lot of work, and most won't. I would say 9 out of 10 will never do anything like what we're doing. But I'm just here to tell you, it was a grind this last year. But boy, I wouldn't trade it for anything how I'm feeling. It's just work. And walk. Start with a walk.
Yeah.
But if
you can start small and work your way up, or take the stairs more, or park farther out, and try to get that water in. So many of us live dehydrated and don't realize that could be the problems, you know, kind of manifesting itself in your life just by drinking more water. And boy, you can save on your restaurant bill when you just have water.
No doubt.
Yeah. I mean, the pop and stuff like that, or even coffees, like $3.
That's
a lot.
That's $3, $4.
Exactly. Yeah. And then as far as starting small and just get in that routine and put it in that same space every day.
But it's just hard. That's why people don't. If you walk alone, that's not as fun, right? If you walked with 4 or 5 friends, it'd be way fun.
Mm-hmm,
more fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just rally people to do something with you, whatever it is, just try not to sit a lot, because then you sit more, and that's kind of how it works. So
you know where a lot of this is enlightening is when you're going to different concerts or a movie, or you're going to see your kid in a school program, and you're sitting in the auditorium, and these seats are designed for smaller people, and you're kind of squeezing in, and you're uncomfortable during the show, and it's like, wow, maybe I'll opt to sit in the back next time. Ugh. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know. Like same airplane seats. I mean, same kind
of. Right, yeah. That too.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, I remember when the Bears were here, 2001, was it?
Yeah.
And Brother Johnny suggested the Bear butts were bigger than our butts. Because I went to a few games and I sat on half a seat.
Okay.
A lot.
But at least, I mean, that's a bleacher type seat, so it's
probably the same as a auditorium. I mean, it still gives somebody a wide, where you have the seat number and you get either side. But if the Bear butt was bigger, then obviously it's going to squeeze out a lot of people. That was just an anecdotal thing. Okay, 8:42. But maybe you start really, really, really small and do something to get the heartbeat going a little bit more than it is now.
Uh-huh.
And the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Absolutely.
Check your sports next.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center is a terrific choice during the winter break. Monday through Friday, December 20th through January 3rd, there's public swim hours from 1:30 to 5. Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center, 102 East Michigan in Urbana. Everyone is welcome. Only $6 to swim, $3 admission if you don't want to swim. Remember, a terrific gift this holiday season are pool passes and punch cards. Or if you didn't get a gift that you love, just hit up urbanaparks.org.
All righty, sports headlines with Diane Ducey, ESPN 93.5.
Michigan beat Illinois' women's basketball team 84-48 yesterday. Illinois women now 5-3 and 0-1 in the Big Ten. When it comes to our men playing on Saturday, Tennessee won 86-79. Our Illinois men 7-2 on the season, 1-0 in the Big Ten. Now when it comes to the doubleheader for both of those teams, that's on Sunday, December 17th. Colgate will be at the State Farm Center with a noon start. And then if you're a women's basketball, you know, season ticket holder, you can start coming in after 2. They would like a lot of people to hang out after the men's game and watch the women's game against Missouri at 3. So it'll be interesting to see how that evolves. And they'll, you know, come into it with more details at FightingIllini.com. When it comes to Big Ten basketball, Nebraska over Michigan State 77-70. Northwestern over Detroit Mercy 91-59 yesterday. And Michigan beat Iowa 90-80. When it comes to NFL action, we had the Bears winning over Detroit 28-13. Cincinnati over the Colts 34-14. Dallas beat Philadelphia in the Sunday evening game 33-13. Green Bay in action against the New York Giants tonight, and Tennessee is at Miami. On to the NHL, where Washington beat the Chicago Blackhawks 4-2. There was that in-season basketball tournament with the LA Lakers beating the Pacers to get that title. And Shohei Ohtani has announced on Instagram he's leaving the Angels to go across town for the Dodgers. And the deal is 10 years and $700 million.
Now, I think, you know, if you have an ace pitcher and an ace hitter, then that would be a little more, but he can't pitch next year because of his surgery, Tommy John surgery. And so he'll be a hitter, which is, he's one of the more extraordinary hitters, but if he's that good, you just pitch around him. But then with the Dodgers, they have so many good hitters, that's going to be a problem. To get the best hitter in baseball, and maybe generationally one of the greatest of all time is the way he's trending, that's a big get, and doesn't even count how many million and zillions will you make off Japan. I mean, aren't they going to want to buy everything Dodgers now with him?
Yeah.
And somebody mentioned, you know, yeah, he gets $2.22 a second of his life, every second. But he'll make a lot endorsements. Won't he be like Patrick Mahomes and State Farm?
I would think so.
That kind of money?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's he's Taylor Swift. I mean, he's in Japan, he's a mega star. I mean, ginormous star. So, yeah, Shohei Ohtani, I know the Cubs talked to him. We were kind of rooting for the Cubs to get him because that would be on our radio. Ticket price to go up. By the way, if you want to go see the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani's debut in the National League, it'll be Cardinals playing him. And the get-in ticket went nuts yesterday. Just to get standing room or whatever you can get anywhere in Dodger Stadium, minimum is $359 each.
Ooh.
So if you're holding four season tickets, would you take the 10,000
or
go to the game? You miss Shohei Ohtani's debut?
But I'm trying to get more money in this chapter as we wrap up the year. I have a few weeks left to try to hit my goal. So
well, good for you.
I would sell those tickets right now.
Talking about a goal. That's exactly what you need in the new year. Every month a goal.
More money, please.
Shohei Ohtani. Amazing. $432,000 is what he'll earn per game.
Crazy.
He might be on the bench. He might turn an ankle and be gone 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying him $432,000 no matter what. Just good lawyering.
Right.
Good contract.
I mean, you think about Aaron Rodgers and him playing for the Jets.
That's chump change.
But that was
silly.
But I mean, still, that was
$40 million.
Less than a minute on the first game of the season.
Yeah,
and they're
yawning over that number. It's just an easy. Yeah, he played four plays
exactly.
For, I guess, $40 million.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
When it comes to the injury, and gee, you're not really making all that. To me, the contract should have that in a clause somewhere.
Well,
if you're injured and you're not playing at all,
go ahead and check with the Players Association. See how that run that flag
I'm
up.
Sorry,
run the flag up the pole there and see how that goes. See if anybody salutes.
You see, I need more money, and I'm already.
It would be. I would totally, but nobody will do that.
Right,
but it totally makes sense.
Uh-huh.
If you're not here, you don't really get paid.
That's right.
And yet then, you're making him play hurt. How
like it is
you?
In the real world when you don't show up for work.
Well, you got sick time and all that stuff. So
yeah.
Anyway, 8:48, it's a shocking, but I good for him. That's how I feel about stuff like that.
There you go.
Good for him. If he can make it, we can all do the same. Just have to be able to hit 50 home runs and maybe get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 8:49.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event in vicinity and overall pretty quiet, uneventful weather pattern expected for this week and next week as well. You can thank El Nino for that, with temperatures continuing at or above seasonal expectations. No real cold or winter per se, certainly in sight around here. Farther south, a different story. In the meantime, partly sunny, southwest breeze will stay light for the day today. Temperatures on target for the time of year at around 40. Mostly clear for tonight. South wind will pick up through the night, low down to 28. For the day tomorrow, winds will shift around into the west with sunshine up to about 43 in the afternoon. A bit colder tomorrow night, down to 23 and a few scattered clouds, and a tad chillier for the day on Wednesday. Mostly sunny, northwest to north breezes will stay on the light side with a high near 39. Well into the 40s we go for Thursday and Friday. Fair amount of sunshine, could be a couple of sprinkles or snowflakes. Saturday with a high up to 48 later in the day and highs of 45 to 50. Nights near freezing, sunshine, mild weather for the time of year Sunday and Monday into next week. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
All right, so Kansas City and Buffalo played a really interesting, good, solid, high-level football game.
But the Bills came out on top 2017 over the Chiefs.
Bills won the game in Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes went absolutely nuts because the Bills, with about a minute to go, minute 12, scored a touchdown when Travis Kelce caught it, then threw backwards.
I just saw that to the other guy who scored.
But the other guy who scored was lined on the line of scrimmage improperly. And Patrick Mahomes said, in my life, I've never seen that called. Well, they showed it. The guy coach of the Chiefs said, in National Football
League. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid should be, he said the NFL should be embarrassed by that call.
Oh, but, boy. After that call, things got a little heated.
Patrick Mahomes was so mad. And so there's the kid that was lined up offsides. But if you look at it, he was offsides. I mean, his whole.
I see.
You can't be in what's called the neutral zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think half his body was in the. He just. Normally, receivers go out and then they point at the official. Am I okay? He didn't do that. He was offside. And it was called one time in the NFL in 2021. It was called twice in 2022. This year it's been called 11 times.
I see.
But I mean, if you're going to follow the rules, he was in the neutral zone, probably his whole body. He was off the line. So do you call something so, quote, petty, or is it the rule?
Right.
I mean, you know.
And obviously it affected the game since it was a tight game.
It was a touchdown.
Right.
Probably not necessarily won the game, but good chance because only minute 12.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo had a couple timeouts. They had Josh Allen. So, I mean, yes, it probably would have won the game. And it was a fabulous play, and Taylor Swift was going crazy. Everyone was hugging each other. The penalty. Oh. And so the bottom line is Kansas City. Now, listen to this. Patrick Mahomes, two Super Bowls. Incredible.
Yes.
He has never, ever played outside of Kansas City, Missouri, in a playoff game. They've always had home field because they've been so good. It looks like he'll have to go on the road and play somewhere else. He's never had to play a playoff game outside of their stadium.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's like sleeping in your own bed for your whole life.
You're right.
That's a big deal. But I don't think Kansas City's just not. They took his receivers away,
mm-hmm.
and that matters.
Okay, that Tariq
Hill from Miami was a Kansas City Chief. How they let him go, I don't know.
Right.
Texter, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid crying about an obvious penalty call. They are upset because the play resulted in a TD. The flag was shown before the TD. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Quit crying, Casey. And again, as a New Orleans Saint fan. Everybody can just cry me a river after the Super Bowl taken away by that pass interference. It actually changed the rules in the NFL for a year when they could review pass interference. That was so bad, and that was against the Rams, but who remembers back in whatever it was, 2018?
Okay.
So, they're not going to always get it right. The games are so close in a lot of cases that it matters greatly. But how do you call pass interference? How do you call charging play? There was a game in the Illinois-Tennessee game. The official called a blocking charge on, was it Gary A? It was 1, 2, 3 seconds after the play. That's called a late call. And he just emphatically blocking versus a charge. It looked like a charge to me. Huh. It just the human element everybody loves.
That's right. I saw Kramer Siding and Window, kramersiding.com. If you'd like to get a deal today, we've got our Stever program that gives you, what, $1,000 on a project?
One person takes $1,000 from me when you work with Kramer on whatever project. It's just, there's no minimum spend here. It's just a $1,000 bill. Just go to 217-359-2255 and text in Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R. And you'll be in the running for $1,000 toward a project.
Terrific showroom at 708 North Country Fair Drive in Champaign.
Okay, it's Jay Layman today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Jay's on from 3 to 4, repeated 5 to 6. If you have not heard Jay Layman, you have to hear Jay Layman.
So fun.
We turn all the power off in the building when he comes in because he just charges it up.
He lights it up, all right.
All right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you back on the radio tomorrow. Have a great Monday.
Ready for some much-needed pampering and girl time? We've got just the place. Call to schedule your very own private girls' night out at Merle Norman Cosmetic Studio. We're talking express facials, makeovers, and personalized beauty tips. Our masters of makeup will give you and your friends a chance to find the right foundation, learn what works for your skin, and rock some hot new looks. Call and book now at 217-359-8100 at Merle Norman. Find us on social media at Merle Norman Cosmetics, Champaign.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.